to the orange juice drink or the Lucozade drink. It's interesting in itself that, actually, to begin with, I was told that mini Mars bars were the things I should keep on my person. And it doesn't take long for a mini Mars bar to get very squished up and squelched up in the bag or in the glove box of the car. And Lucozade tablets, at the time, I think that was mentioned, but I used to find them very unattractive, like chewing on a piece of chalk. Whereas more recently, the advice has been to take pure orange juice, and it's easy to have cartons of orange juice around the place. But yes, two or three occasions I've needed help to get that down my neck as quickly as possible. The girls, I was just talking to my daughters about, you know, what's it like having a diabetic mummy and how has it affected you? And my middle daughter, who's 10, is particularly sort of cross with it, I think. She's like, well, it's poo, it's horrible. Tell them it's terrible, it stinks. Because she feels for me a lot, and I suppose she catches times when I've perhaps had enough of it, because I probably would have verbalised that, because I don't keep very much on the inside. But we did have a laugh remembering a time I was doing bedtime story, apparently, and was actually quite hypo, and we were reading a story. I can't remember what the story was, but the girls loved to mimic me because I was going shh, and Paul was asking, are you all right? Do you need something? I went going shh, like a sort of drunk person telling him to shut up. And he was coming to try and help me have the orange juice, and I was sort of practically batting it out of his hand. But that was to great amusement of my kids anyway.
Was it at all frightening to think you might be completely out with small children?
No, actually. Thankfully, I have always had good signs of going into a hypo. I do remember fairly early on in my diabetes, there were people who were not getting warning signs that I think had been on the bovine and porcine insulins. The time I was diagnosed, as I say, 1985, I was married, it was 89 that my first daughter was born. Some people were still on those insulins, but I was put on to ActRapid, which was an engineered, synthetic insulin. So whether it's because of that or not, I'm not sure, but I've always had pretty good signs. So I've never felt afraid of